Welcome home. We are WNST, Towson, Baltimore. Baltimore Positive. We are positively here at Fadley's in Lexington Market. We're in the new space. We've got the Pac-Man scratch-offs giveaway. We're getting a little thin in the skin here. We have to hit Roz. We're going to be back here in 2 weeks doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. But more than that, we have Alicia and Damie here from Fadley's in the new space. Only the third time I've been here. It's the weirdest thing. It feels like I've been here a million times. And even Theroux, we're talking about it, was like, it's so much like the old place other than the light that we have here and the view out onto the street. But it is the bigger, better Fadley's, is it not? How are we doing? Business got to be up. I've been here. I'm seeing the foot traffic. I've been here for 3 hours a couple different times. There's a lot of people coming through here.
It's great. It's great. We have everything we had over at the other market, all of our old articles and whatnot. But we have sunlight, and it's really nice.
It's a game changer.
Look
it's
at how really happy genuinely. You guys are with your sunshine and all that.
Truly. I love the sunshine.
Well, I mean, it's going to be 80 degrees next week. We got the Yankees in town, and we got an election coming up. We talked about all these things. You finally got into this space just in time for, like, this annual thing that I've gotten roped into. Now, I knew about the crab race when I worked at the Sun Papers in the late 80s. I have my 25th anniversary coming out this week. So I worked at the Sun from 86 to 92. And that was the glory era of Bud Light Nights and the Clydesdales and all the Triple Crown and all of that. But you guys, give me the history of the crab race. Because, like, Alicia's hitting me up this year, and apparently I was such a lousy crab jockey last year that BJ Suroff has gotten together and decided I should be the MC. So I will be the loud MC for this one.
Very good, very good. Yes. We're excited to have you as the MC. We can always find somebody to race a crab.
But we're 2 weeks out, 3 weeks out on this. This is soon, right?
Yes, it's definitely soon. It's
gonna be the 16th now.
Thursday, May 16th from 2 noon until 3.
Yes. Noon until 3. Yes. All right, I'm getting this on my calendar right
come
now.
Come for lunch.
Make sure to
watch the crab races.
Well, you got to be hungry when you get here. It's Fadley's.
Yeah, we're gonna be out on the promenade. And my father started this crab race years and years ago as a run-up for the run-up promotion, actually during the Schaefer years.
Well, it got people down to the market. Let the Preakness be a citywide celebration.
The Preakness was a little slow, and they were having, wanted to do a big push in advertisement for the Preakness. My father and Schaefer had reached out to him. My dad said, I'll throw a crab race. And he's like, a crab race? He says, yeah, we'll build a track and we'll throw a crab race. And he got the local media and all to
I'm
be in this
I'm pissed at you, man.
Race.
Last year you invited me and you didn't tell me how to anger the crabs. So I'm out like, I'm tickling the crab under the belly. I'm like, come on, buddy. Come on. Here we go. Crabby. Come on. Come on. And I came in here. You're like, you got to hit him in the head with the bobber. That pisses him off,
and
right?
And spray them.
You squirt him.
Yeah, you squirt him with the water. Or you can use – we have a fishing rod with a bobber. You can entice him with that, or you can entice it. And, of course, you got to remember they go backwards.
Yeah.
Sideways.
They can't run forward.
No. And not unless they're in water. They propel with their back legs and go forward, but
because the little flippers, they can't do forward.
No, those little legs, they don't go forward that much.
So if you're going to tease a crab, backwards. Do it from the front. Is what you're saying?
Yes, you do it from the front, and they want to back away from you. So you want to turn your crab around, number one.
Mine was running backwards.
Or sideways.
I think we got to set up a
Nobody told me last year. I was such a fool last year.
The crabs, they'll pedal with those back fins. That's what it gives us that jumbo
lump. I'm looking at my crab. I'm thinking, my crab's sick. My crab's already dead.
Plus,
my crab wants to be sushi.
The little females go faster. So you had the choice of choosing whatever you wanted.
Really? If you want a little female, they're going to go faster?
I think that's what BJ had the advantage of because he asked.
Because you told him?
He asked Will, my son. He said, what are the fastest ones? He says, there's little females. They go like fast as, right out of the gate. So he picked a little female. You could have picked a little female. He knew more than you did.
I picked a little female. I picked Alicia. That's what I did. So tell everybody about this and how they come down and participate. Just come down and have lunch. It was right out here on the beautiful on the promenade. It's dark ice cream when it came by.
And then we also have a crab the crab picking contest.
We'll have a crab picking contest.
Yeah, everybody can sign up on Evite. And it's who won last year? There's a $100 Fadley gift card prize.
That's an art form, picking crabs fast.
And but making sure that there's nothing left. like no meat.
By the way, not only did you make the 25th anniversary, Dame, you're in the actual, so is your mother. I see your mother staring at me here. Your dad's in it, pointing at crab meat that you had dumped. But what?
One of your episodes, my Aunt Damie comes out with the lump meat and she's just holding it.
They look like watermelons.
She's like,
summer watermelons.
They were jumbo lump.
They were jumbo lump.
Oh man.
She's got a sense of humor. They brought that with from the old location. You brought your father's sense of humor.
Yes,
here,
yes.
How cute. Is your dad?
My dad's doing great. Thank you.
People
for asking.
People are asking, and you got a grand opening coming here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But this whole like this crab picking thing and all of this stuff. The video we have now has almost 4 million views. The video of you and I from four summers ago. But it is featured. It only had like 1.8 million views at the time because I took a picture of it a couple years ago. But it's in the documentary. So.
Oh, good.
I mean,
I've done sports radio for
32
years of sports radio, 40 years of sports media. I still have people come and say, you're the crab picking guy. Yeah, I'm the crab picking guy. I didn't even pick the damn thing. I went up slicing my hand open afterward. But if you haven't seen the crab video out on Facebook, especially if you're from East Baltimore, because I never seen nothing like that still to this day.
Right.
With the lollipop thing.
Yeah,
and
the way we did that. That was my grandfather Fadley's method.
That's so. West Baltimore. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and
it's the most efficient.
So it was my hands. It was him in the video.
Yeah,
but,
Matt Gallagher's sense of humor, I think, is what it was.
Exactly,
like that.
Exactly.
But you made the video.
Yep.
So I've been like 8 weeks now, 9 weeks, focusing on my history, my journey, 25 years, people like you that have supported me and all of that. And then you have this here where it's like 150 years, right? How many exactly?
138.
138. Okay.
So
I've seen 1886. I see you right there next to your crab meat.
We're
next to your jumbo lump.
So,
I used to be sophomoric, you know. I used to be Nasty Nestor. You're going to have to do the research on that.
I did see that last night. I was looking for your email, and I'm like, Nasty Nestor.
It explains it all in there.
Right.
You don't even know me as Nasty Nestor, do you?
No.
That's so funny.
No.
People only know me. You know, I walk down the street, people yell, hey, Nasty, to me. You would think that's weird, wouldn't you? Yeah, well, it happened. It's been going on 25 years at least. 28
and now years. Now you're Baltimore positive.
Well, you're going to learn the reason I was Nasty Nestor. You're going to learn in the video.
So I'm excited.
Yeah,
and I did run down the street in my underwear. I admitted that to you a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I don't know what else I would admit to you that you don't know about me, but like, I was inspired by your family, all of these food networks and stuff. They all want to tell your story because you have such a rich story.
Right.
It's different than
5 generations.
I mean, even
other
places
now.
I do business with have had crabs for 50 years, and that's a great story. And I'm 25 years, and that's a pretty good story, but it's a different thing at 138 years.
Right.
And then picking up and moving the thing over
and
here.
And picking and moving everything we have.
I thought I had a lot of crap.
this was a lot of crap.
Greg There's Landry hit me this morning, and he said to me, how are you doing? And I admitted to you guys, it was like having a baby. Like, when this video finally got done Thursday, I'm like, I don't have to think about it anymore. I have to do anymore. I have to clean up picture. I have to make sure Damie's in it. Make sure, like, I was trying to, like, I had final edit yesterday. And don't tell Steve and Allison Elliott I forgot to put him in it. And I'm, like, on my phone, like, I know I have a pic. Oh, that's a good one. We're going to do that one. And we stuck it in there. Because I didn't want to leave anybody out.
Right.
My friends at Curio, I did not put Wendy in the cannabis garden, but I did put the Curio thing because we had a crab cake at her place up at Timonium. But I wanted to get everybody in. And I would think the same things here is like you wanted to get every little nugget of
I still
paraphernalia.
Have a bunch of
you were pissed when stuff started to break.
Yeah.
You still have stuff that won't fit on the walls, right?
Right, I do.
You have an archival storage area.
We do. And we've got another building coming up, so we'll get it. We'll
I couldn't
everything
fit everything
up.
Into a 36-minute video.
No, it's too hard. And there's so much that of course, so much of our history – there was no documentation of it. You know,
this is the picture.
It was,
right?
It was
something.
It
might have been clippings from a newspaper that have all fallen apart.
Yeah.
You know, so
you need Greg Landry from Towson Transfers to digitize that for you.
Yeah, but
there's
not even that many photos because people didn't have cameras.
Right.
You know, they didn't have cameras in the 1800s and the early 1900s. I mean, it was really hard.
All right, well, I'm going to ask you this, the dumbest smart. What's the oldest thing you know of that says Fadley's on it, that is a picture from 18-something, 19-something?
That says Fadley's on it? Probably the old pictures of the old stall, but I got to tell you, those
that says 1912.
Terrapins,
that's a picture from 1912.
Those terrapins are well over 100 years old.
What's a terrapin?
The terrapins, the turtles hanging on the
turtles,
rail bar.
Okay.
Those were my great grandfather's terrapins. That was a right.
It's real taxidermy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's 100-year-old stuff, and it's literally stuffed with sawdust.
Probably asbestos.
No.
I'm just saying 100 years ago.
Actually, that was before asbestos.
Right. Yeah. Wow,
before
look
asbestos.
At that.
So even in 720.
Before asbestos.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
that is
way
old.
Before. So.
Yeah. Well, we've been here for a couple of hours. You can come anytime. I'll
Absolutely.
Be here every other Friday. You can ship these crab cakes. You can bring the shrimp salad home. I've been known to curbside shrimp salad out of here. I had a little for my belly today. And you did something a couple weeks ago. You sent me home with scallops.
Yep.
I thought I wanted rockfish, Alicia, and yeah. I said I was capers and beurre blanc and butter, and I got my wife all worked up. And then Damie came over all broken arm. She's like, "We're sold out of rockfish." I'm like, "Sold out? Well, I'm doing my job. I'm promoting the place." And then she's like, "But I got scallops," and I'm like, "All right, I'll eat them. I mean, I like scallops. You like them? I'm like, my wife loves them. So you gave me these things were about as big as a saucer.
They were big.
And I said something about drying them out. You're like, they're going to be fine. I took them home. My wife did them all up, and I sent you the picture the next night.
It's beautiful.
She did. Did you see the picture of this?
No.
She did these with pistachio, golden raisin. There was some spinach. Not onions.
Fennel.
Thank you. Shallots. She did shallots. So she made this. This 2 weeks ago. So anybody you think about coming down to Fadley's, and first thing you say is, get a crab cake. I say, everybody gets a crab cake. I mean, I want to do something different. You know, I got the mac and cheese. What else don't I know about that you do down here? Not the raccoon or the muskrat. I learned about that last time. What are you doing?
Well, we've got the raw bar. We're getting ready to start our baked oysters program, so we're going to be grilling, actually, the oysters. But we've got all of our steam pot platters, you know, because you can get anything steamed.
Can you poach, steam me a couple of shrimp for my kitty?
Absolutely.
I don't want any Old Bay. They got to be plain because she's picky and she's a princess. She's my girl.
Okay.
I love
her.
I want to rub her belly. I got to give her shrimp. So
I've got fresh Florida shrimp. We've got shrimp in from Florida that have not been frozen and they're beautiful. It's only a 2 week season and they're pink shrimp and they're gorgeous.
So 5 years ago, I went into Al Seafood in Essex, which is no longer there, but I loved Al. He was a bone marrow transplant survivor, a good man. His son Chad, who's my friend Chad the Crab Man. I went into his place, and he said to me that day, I had these scallops. And my wife's like, I like scallops. So she took them home 5 years ago, and she made this recipe. And I'm going to show you what they look like 5 years ago.
Good.
This is what they – you can see it on the screen. That's what they look like. And 2 weeks ago when you said to me, scallops, I'm like, one of the best meals – Facebook's great like that.
Right.
You can put it up. But
the memories.
So this is it here. This was a Michael Simon recipe. My wife would have found the damn
Michael
thing
Simon.
2 weeks ago a lot quicker.
Yeah, we have a Michael Simon trophy here. Man, that trophy from Food Network is
well,
from
here's
Michael
what
Simon.
I want you to do. You're going to add this to the menu one day and figure this out. So golden raisins, spinach, white wine, butter, parsley, white pepper, roasted garlic, sea salt. So she made this dish, and I showed it to you 2 weeks ago. So she made this. So I made her. She was going to do some crazy thing with the scallops. I'm like, no. We got to do. Especially because they were so big and beautiful. So we did it, and this is what we came up with. So this is what my wife did here. You can see this is sweet potato. She served it with sweet potato, and she served it over a bed of spinach. So you can see the way she did that up
beautiful.
There, right?
Beautiful. We're missing a tag there.
What?
Why I didn't see it.
We're Fadley's?
Yeah.
It's just, no, it's on there. It's my dear friend Fadley's, Lexington Market.
You got to do the at. The at symbol.
Well, here's the problem. I didn't locate because I didn't eat them here. I located here on Friday when I was doing the show. I've located here already today.
How
social
am I
media.
To keep up with this?
All right, listen. I'll get everybody here for
That's
the Crab
the young
Derby.
Thing.
Give them the Crab
Derby.
Thing. 16th, Thursday.
Okay, 16th, yes, so May 16th.
At noon, come for lunch. Watch the Crab Derby. We're going to have some fun people.
Crab
gonna
picking
be here
contest.
As our MC, we're going to have some music. It'll be fun. We'll have a crab picking contest. People can join.
Well, the MC will be good. BJ's going to be here.
BJ, yeah.
Nobody's beating him. You know what you do this year? Get him a fat-ass male crab for cheating last year. That's what I'm going to say. He'll get so pissed at me because he's that way. Like, if I pull his crab before the race and say, ineligible, I'm the commissioner. That's what you need. Make me the commissioner of the crab race. Because I'm not just an announcer.
We have to let everybody pick their own crab. Just make sure you pick a little one.
I like this.
A little
I like
girl.
This little this edge to it.
A little female. We had a bucket of females and males, and we gave everybody their choice.
And they were warm. They were warmed up. So
yeah, we warmed them
sassy.
Up so they were ready to run. All so right, we're going to do that again,
research.
And then we're going
to
have...
I deserve to lose.
We're going
to
have...
I lost so bad, you won't even let me do it this year. You're putting me, making me MC this year.
He was just hanging on at the top.
I've been demoted like Jackson Holiday.
We are going to have our grand opening the first week of June.
Yes.
So,
well, I got to go because one of us has tickets for the Oriole game tonight.
I'm going to.
Two of us have tickets for the Oriole game tonight. I'm not going. By the way, my media pass and you, whatever punchline you want to put in here, especially for somebody that asked me for Mike Elias' email address and I actually have it, is that he ain't doing anything for me. My media pass is, I'm going to put this in air quotes, under review. I'm being reviewed. So I did this 25th anniversary video. I've owned an FCC license for 25 years. I'm hoping that Mr. Rubenstein, who on the broadcast opening day, do you know this? Opening day, I walked through, I was here, I came out of Crab Cake, and I went up to the game, and I'm walking to second inning, and Rubenstein's doing the game on television, like he was in the box that day. It was opening day, and my wife texts me, because she wasn't at the game, she's like, oh my God, he just said Louis Aparicio is his all-time favorite Oriole.
Oh my goodness.
He said that publicly.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
And I'm under review. I'm under review, so
send over his email.
I better
email
be a good
too.
Boy. I better eat all my crab cakes. So I don't know. They might let me back in. They might not. But that doesn't stop me from being a media member. It doesn't stop me from giving out Pac-Man scratch offs. We're gonna be down here at Fadley's in 2 weeks. The Orioles will still be in first place. Jackson Holiday, I don't know where he'll be, but the crab cakes here will be great. And get down here on May 16. It's a Thursday. Get down for lunchtime. Stay a while. Enjoy the new market. If you haven't been down here, haven't seen the spacious new. Beautiful fryers and food and scallops and the rockfish she sold out of that I can't have any
raw
more
bar.
Of. Raw bar. Ice cold beer at a reasonable price.
Yeah, and a nice patio to sit at, too.
Oh, yeah.
Outdoor. 80 degrees on Monday. If you're coming to the Yankees game, come down here early, get a crab cake, and treat yourself right and feed yourself right. My thanks to Luke for stopping by. My thanks to Dhruv Rignaraja for stopping by. My apologies to Leonard Raskin, who couldn't make it today. We're going to have him next week, though. No problem at all with Raskin Global. Tax season's over with anyway, and the Caps will be eliminated by then. He'll be all salty. I am Nestor. We are WNST. He's signing off from Fadley's in the new Lexington Market. Go watch that documentary and laugh at me and running down the street in my underwear. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking crab cakes.